ask Sean Blanchett to maybe join me up here and give you a little bit more information about an exciting opportunity for Palisade State Park. But this opportunity to acquire this property came about, but a little bit of history and a little bit of information on the park and why this this land transfer is significant. You know, last month, I believe the commission had an opportunity to tour the Palisades property there. At least some of the members, I believe, got that opportunity to get a little tour of Palisades and look at that while the commission was meeting out at Good Earth State Park last month. Palisades is one of our most popular parks, but it's also one of our smallest state parks. It's under 160 acres. It's in the what I call the realm of the Sioux Falls recreational influence there. A lot of Sioux Falls folks, Brandon, and then the folks around Garrison and Del Rapids. It's one of our most popular state parks. But by state park standards, it's very small, under a quarter section of land for that type of use there. It has 34 campsites. It does have a group lodge, six camping cabins, 2.7 miles of trail that are within that. But obviously, Palisades State Park is most known for its scenery and the rock formations there and a lot of the day use activities that go on there. It's extremely popular for climbing, trail use, and day use. It's just one of those kind of neat places that folks from Sioux Falls go to get away from it all and spend some time in that park and really enjoy it. So it's a very, very popular park. Gets almost 90,000 visitors annually to that park and over 5,000 camping units, which is, when you look at our occupancy rates for our state parks, Palisades is probably one of the highest, if not the highest, due to the limitation of campsites and just the demand there. So again, very, very popular state park, but small, and it gets used a lot and gets used hard. So this opportunity to maybe expand the footprint of Palisades State Park was very welcome to allow the park to maybe start to think about other opportunities, other day use opportunities that it's being limited right now just surely because of its size. So this acquisition of 79 acres would include a half mile of additional creek. Split Rock Creek that goes through Palisades State Park, as you can see on the map, is kind of the heart of the park. It's the draw. It's the people are obviously drawn to that water source and the rock formations, and this acquisition encompasses another half mile of the creek. There's a lot of really nice native prairie in that area, and there's some formations and rock outcroppings in that property as well, but it would be a very significant addition to the park from the sense that it does encompass more of that creek, more of that access to that resource, and additional potential opportunities that would come with that. So it would be a fantastic, it's immediately adjacent to the park, and so there would be potentials for expanding recreational access into that. So with that, maybe I'll turn it over to Sean, and maybe Sean can brief the commission a little bit on the foundation and their role and how they played a part in this opportunity.
Good morning, commissioners. This property was an opportunity that arose we had been made aware of that the family that owned this particular property as part of an estate dissolving some assets, I believe. The opportunity for purchasing this property came up earlier this year. And, the foundation, as it does, when it looks to add states or add to or assist the State Parks Division in adding to its parks and to its parks properties, we worked, discussed with them directly the benefits of attaining this property. And so The foundation felt that this was an absolute needed piece. The Parks Division agreed. This is an opportunity that really is once in a lifetime. I think if you look back at the records, a lot of the property in this immediate area has not changed hands for over 100 years. And so the opportunity presented itself. The foundation worked very quickly, very rigorously, to secure donations and pledges and funding in order to do this. That has happened. The foundation will be closing on the property next Friday. We're scheduled to close. And our intent then is the same day to turn around and gift this to the Division of Parks so that they can add this to Palisades.
Okay, thank you. That really is a very kind of a unique little chunk of ground right in there that the park sets on. And chance to add to it, it's pretty good opportunity. Any questions for Sean or Al? If not, we have a resolution here, 18-12.
Move to pass resolution 18-12.
Second.
Okay, any questions about it before we vote? Seeing none, all in favor of the resolution would say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? It is approved. Anything else?
Okay, I think, Mr. Chairman, with your approval, I think the last action item is one that was a late addition, so it's listed as number